Okay, so what can I say? I'm broken, Gone Wild Audio. I am admitting defeat and officially declaring that I am broken. Because I have an orgasm today. And it's got me twisted. In all the right ways. It's so freaking delightful, but it's such a pain in the ass. Roar! It's just driving me crazy. I haven't been able to think. I haven't been able to focus. I woke up and I edged, and then I put that rope harness on, and I spent the day wearing this rope harness. And the way that I tied it, I had to have really good posture, and it was just tight enough that it wasn't constricting or anything, but I had to have really good posture. And every time I moved, the rope that was between my legs would rub against my clit every time that I moved. Like, every time I shifted, like, while I walked, and even while I sat and moved around, and everything, it just rubbed against my clit, and it drove me crazy. And, like, crazy. Like, ugh. Not just crazy, but, like, batshit fucking insane crazy. So, I needed to orgasm today, and I figured, you know, I got it into my head that, like, maybe if I went somewhere public, because I do like to orgasm in public places. So maybe if I you know, went somewhere public and rubbed one out, I could do it. So I went up onto the roof of my college, which is usually empty. And it's got this courtyard that's usually really, really empty. And it's, if you sit just right on a bench, you can actually, you know, sneak a hand down your pants and rub. And, like, people will just think it looks like you sitting there, especially if you got, like, a jacket over your lap or something. And, so I went out to this courtyard, and there was nobody around, but, like, I could see all the people down below. And so, you know, I unzipped my jeans, and I slipped my hand inside just the fly of my jeans, and I had my finger on my clit, and I was rubbing my clit, and it was so good, and it was so right, and it was so amazing. And I was there, and I could feel it built up through my pelvis and through my stomach and into my chest, and it was like my shoulder muscles were bunching up, and my thighs were shaking and tightening, and I was there, and it was building, and I was there, and I was there, and I was there, and I stopped. And it was ridiculous, because I stopped. I don't even know why I stopped, but I stopped, and I knew then it wasn't going to happen. I knew there would be no orgasms for me before I went and wrote my final today. Which was sad, because I was freaking frustrated and going crazy the entire final. Like, what normally should have taken me an hour to write, took me an hour and 15 minutes to write. And it was like, I had to take an extra 15 minutes to write this, because I was wiggling and going crazy so much. And so, I was just, oh, Jesus, I'm broken. And I came home, and, like, for, like, the last hour, I've been edging myself. I've gotten close 5 times, and I can't bring myself to push myself over that edge. I just can't do it, because I need somebody to say, writing fling, you're allowed to orgasm. obviously not writing fling. Like, I prefer to use my real name, but obviously I'm not going to use that in this context. But, it's just, I don't like edging. Edging is stupid. It's a stupid-ass idea, and whoever thought about it is a dirty rat bastard, and, you know, it's just a silly, silly, bad, horrible idea, and I'm sure if I could go back in time, I would find the first person who denied an orgasm, and I would punch their teeth in with my elbow, and I would take all their teeth for the tooth fairy, and use that money that I got from the tooth fairy to hire a hit on them. Because I'm sure hiring a hit on toothless, old, extinct men is quite cheap. So I'd be able to keep that money from the tooth fairy and buy coffee, which would make me happy. You know, a lovely mocha frappuccino with a shot of peppermint and java chips? That'd be awesome. But, you know, anyway, like, I would do unspeakable violence to this person who first denied an orgasm. Like, strangle them with a sock monkey, and then rub them up in lube and light them on fire and hope the lube was some sort of oil base. Maybe virgin olive oil. That would light on fire, wouldn't it? Anyway, that person, dirty rat bastard. And now for me, it's not the edge that I crave. It's the control. It's somebody controlling something that's so integral in my life. It's not, I guess I shouldn't say it's integral, but because, you know, if I have to stop orgasming today, my life isn't going to end. But it's something that's so a part of my day-to-day life, because like I said in my earlier post, it was part of a 12-year routine where I would orgasm two to four times in the morning before a basketball game. And I've been masturbating since I was 12. And since then, it's, you know, usually I get myself off every day. It's very rare that I don't come at least once a day. Actually, it's not so rare now because people like to deny me orgasms. And y'all know who I'm talking about. You know who you are. And you can't see this, but I'm shaking my finger at you. Because it's hell. It's wreaking havoc with my head. Can't you see the mindfuck that I'm going through right now? Because it's just trying to reconcile the fact that I know I hate being edged. I know I hate the edge. But I love the control. I crave the control. I love the idea of somebody controlling something that I so willingly have every single day. And this is something that you can take control of. Like, you know, you can't deny me food, or you can control what I wear, but this is pleasure, and this is awesome, and this is something that messes with my head. And in a weird, very fucked up way, I like it. I love it. I love the idea of somebody taking control of my orgasms, and I have fantasies about it now. And it's, you know, lately I've been having fantasies where normally I would be coming my brains out, but instead of coming my brains out, I'm being denied over and over and over again, and having to get permission to orgasm in that fantasy. And I had a dream the other night where I wasn't allowed to orgasm for a month. And this person every day either had me edging myself every single day, or, you know, they would come and edge me. And multiple times I had to watch them get off. And it was just this insane month. And it was the last day before the end of the month, this person showed up, and we were in a park. And we were in a park. It was Burnaby Mountain. I know that. I recognize where we were. And he had me up against a tree and, like, had his arm hooked under one of my legs, and my pants were off, and I was just wearing a shirt, and he was finger-fucking me so hard, and his thumb was hitting my clit just right. He knew how to work my clit. And it was driving me crazy. And I was so close, and then he stopped. And then he brought me so close, and I knew I wasn't allowed to orgasm because my month wasn't up. And he forced the orgasm. He forced it before the month was up, and I didn't make it. And I got punished. And I don't even know what the punishment was, because I woke up and I was angry. I was so angry that I didn't make it through the month, and this person took that away from me. Took that win away from me, because I like winning. I'm competitive. I love declaring the win. I love spiking the ball down. I love breaking up the rugby field and getting across the try line and slamming the ball down on the ground and turning around and being like, in your face, I just did that. And, you know, I love when I win a basketball game and the other team loses, and I'm like, yeah, darn right. Or even when I just score a basket in a game. Or volleyball, when I was a really good server, and, you know, I would get those serves where girls couldn't even touch it, and I'd be like, what are you gonna do now, bitches? And it's just, I love winning, and this person took that win away from me. Not only did they take the win away from me, but I had to get punished, and then I wasn't allowed to come anymore again. So they denied, it was just all of these things that are just so a part of who I am just got messed with, and it was just in my head, and my head is messed up now. I am so twisted, and this is an incredible mindfuck. But I thought about it all day, and that's what I like about being forced to edge, is somebody taking that control. Obviously, nobody has that control right now, because I'm doing this of my own accord, which is messed up, but I'm so close to, like, jumping on somebody and being like, tell me to come for you. Do it now. And, like, imagining having a gun in my head and holding them at gunpoint and, like, forcing them to tell me to come for them. Which is backwards in really sick and twisted, and I probably shouldn't be thinking that way, but that's kind of at the point that I'm desperate right now. Like, I'm going crazy. I don't know if you can hear, like, how frustrated I am and how desperate I am, but I am. I'm desperate. I'm frustrated. I want to come, and I have... I need somebody to tell me to orgasm. I need that permission. It's... I'm babbling right now, obviously, because I'm high. And it's just... I don't know. I either want an orgasm or I want to punch somebody in the face. I think that would be a proper outlet for all of this stuff I've got pent up, because I have got the lady equivalent of boo balls. My clit is aching, my pussy is throbbing, my entire body is, like, vibrating, because I need to come. And, you know, the rope harness thing probably wasn't the best of idea, and I'm hoping tomorrow, I'm probably not going to orgasm tonight, but I'm hoping tomorrow when I wake up, I'll be able to orgasm. Maybe somebody will come give me permission, or maybe I'll be able to get past this mental block in my head where I need the permission, and I'll just orgasm on my own, which would be nice. I hope something like that happens anyways, otherwise I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, what if, like, I get stuck for days and 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 forever on end because nobody comes and tells me, "Writing Flame, you can orgasm now," and they, like, they help me build that orgasm, they give me that permission. What if nobody comes and gives me that permission? What if I'm stuck in this horrible loop and I never orgasm again? That'd be horrible! Anyway, so yeah, that's more of my thoughts on edging. It's driving me crazy and I'm broken. My mind is fucked and completely twisted in all of the right ways. And I need to orgasm. I need to come. I do. So, that's it. Right now I need to go start working on my paper again, because I was taking a break to make this from writing a paper about Oliver Twist and morality. And it's a horrible paper, and I need to orgasm. And that is all. Yep, that is all she wrote, except I need to write a lot more, because I have deadlines and papers. And I'm babbling, I'm sorry, I'm really high and I'm babbling. I'm just gonna stop. Okay, bye. I'm gonna stop. Toodles, poodles!